August 5th, 2018, Feast of God the Father and His Divine Will, and Blessed Mother's Birthday. Once again, I see a great flame that I, Maureen, have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the Father of ages past, present, and to come. I am the creator of time and space. I traverse all to be with you. Nothing constrains me. These days, mankind listens to the voice of the world and allows that voice to block the voice of the Holy Spirit. This is the fundamental cause of war. You will never have peace in the world unless you first have peace in your own hearts. What destroys peace in your heart is not of me, but always from Satan. He cannot take over the world until he is victorious in every heart. The challenge, then, is to recognize the ways in which Satan is making inroads into your own heart. Whenever self-love takes precedence over holy love, Satan presides over the present moment. Whole nations need to take note. I tell you solemnly, it is when free will challenges or overrules my will that sin wins out. Then evil takes over the heart of man and redirects thought, word, and deed. This is why governments become dictatorships and violence becomes more and more less shocking, even commonplace. Dishonesty has become the rule and not the exception. Human life is no longer valuable, which was the first human value to go, and which changed the biology of moral values. These subtle yet profound moral changes have determined the course of human history. The future seems defined by the acceptance of sin and lack of love and respect for me. The time approaches when I will, of necessity, need to step in and make my feelings known. I do not cherish lowering my hand of correction, but it will come out of paternal love. Every loving father will, of necessity, correct his children if they make errant choices. It is no different in this paternal relationship with all of mankind. So as events unfold in politics, in business, and in every life, realize it is my loving hand of paternal correction that visits earth. Do not hold my corrections in contempt, for they come clothed in love. Love shows itself in many ways: concern for another's well-being, trust, obedience. I love each soul more than human understanding. I charge each soul to accept my love and to reciprocate. I am who am. I am part of every breath you breathe. I am the beginning and the end. I have safeguarded you even when you didn't recognize danger. Thank you for honoring me today on the Holy Mother's birthday. I had no birthday. I was, and am, and always will be. I continue to watch over every aspect of this mission, from the property to the messages and all things in between. If you want to find me, I am in the soft breeze, the early morning sunrise, the rustle of the leaves, the warm sun on your face. I am in good inspirations and part of your every prayer. It is I who reveal dangers and evil. It is I who grant you perseverance in time of need. My provision is complete and shines forth in the testimony of this mission. I protect you from scandalous claims and raise you up in the attacks Satan has prepared for you. No evil shall prevail against this mission. It is my testimony of the fortunes of my will. I am spreading the majesty of my favors amongst you. I called each one of you here today, and I will not forget your faithfulness to your response to my call. My children, now in this present moment, I'm imparting to you my patriarchal blessing. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.